The other leader.
Well, he died, didn't he?
He died.
Yeah,
but the other leader who took us into independence, they also went into independence prematurely because mm-hmm. they didn't have a constitution, a format mm-hmm. of what on the agenda. They just wanted independence so that they could control the island. Mm-hmm. And look what they done to us today. Mm-hmm. Today, they are talking about free movement mm-hmm. of all the Caribbean states. Mm-hmm. I look at it as a hypocrisy mm-hmm. to please the pocket of the monopoly players.
That's the way it always is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
To please the pocket of the monopoly players.
Right. Yeah.
And I think America itself should really look into it because most of these countries, leaders are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have experienced is that it's not an even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
A tin of milk here in Sink is costs $1 something.
Mm-hmm.
In Guyana, I think it's $15 for the same thing in America. In Trinidad, a pound of goat meat is $18.
Mm-hmm.
Here is $6, $6.50.
Mm-hmm.
They using, their own money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a value.
Mm-hmm.
We are using the Eastern Caribbean currency.
Mm-hmm.
It have a value in such a way. A Guyana, a US dollar in Guyana, I think the last time I heard is 79 Guyana dollars. One US dollar.
Really?
Here, one US dollar is 270.
Right.
So now, they are talking about free movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you find most of these people, Guyana, Jamaica, Trinidad, and things.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is dying
uh-huh.
because of the corruption of their leaders.
Right.
They're into drug smuggling because they're closer to the South American peninsula than we.
Yeah.
And our government here is saying that they're going into free movement with them.
Yeah.
For what?
What does free movement mean? Would you explain
that
to
me? Free movement is that every Caribbean or OECS country, the Eastern Caribbean Organization of Eastern Caribbean State countries, Antigua, St. Lucia, Dominica, Grenada, and them places, could move to these islands freely without a visa, without authorization to say you have to get a permit to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It could happen. But what they are including into it, are implementing into it now, is that you could come out and just walk yourself.
Yeah.
Before you had to get a work permit. You couldn't just come in and get work. So. And you find it going to bring a hardship around here and the people.
The free movement would be a hardship? Is it bringing cheap labor, you think?
I don't see it really as it bringing in cheaper labor. Because when you look at it, I have experienced it. Like I tell you, I've been out in the States.
Sure.
I've been exposed to work.
Yeah.
And I come back here and I work over there at the crusher, operator, excavator.
Mm-hmm.
I make $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And down at Port Zante, from what I understand, they hired a Bajan and they're paying the Bajan $40.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So when, for instance, you're not from here, and you come here and you give me a job, you're going to try to comply with the rate of pay here.
Mm-hmm.
But when you interview someone and he tell you from Guyana or Jamaica, right there you don't say it's a bigger country than here, or this guy may know more than we here, and you pay more.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us think that they're coming and working for less. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
They're coming to take the bread from us, and they're shipping it out.
Yeah.
God bless America, but is when Reagan was in power, the Treasury happened to realize just before Reagan come in, they print so many billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And when they go to check in the Treasury and the circulation in the bank of that money, it was nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Reagan decided he declared war on drugs because he figured the drug cartel was smuggling out the money.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a different way here now.
Yeah.
Here, we have Santo Dominicans, we have Guyanese, Trinidad, man, you name it.
Yeah.
They're all here.
Yeah.
And they all